We come to track 13.
I'm just going to throw this mic on and leave right now.
Forget about it.
Name of this song started at 7.
Dude.
I love this song, dude.
For multiple reasons.
Mark my
Should
words.
Should be explained.
Dude. This is
some of the Truby Root dropping on tape.
Exactly, dude. This is the essence of who I am.
That's Truby Root. Truby Roots.
Bring it heavy.
Hey,
dude, bring it heavy.
It's so heavy,
but
dude, look at this. It's flipped up hip hop style on it, dude. You don't hear that kind of stuff.
It's hip hop, dude.
It's nice.
This is heavy and straight up like this is like South hip hop on it, dude. Bouncing.
This is.
You don't hear this kind of stuff.
And the lyrics are straight up,
dude.
Sick Jack on the backups.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Regulate. Cherrygate. Hey. Show flip.
Apocalyptic. I'ma get him come quick.
But dude, this song was inspired by C.S. Lewis' Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's all about that.
It's good stuff.
And throwing in that vocal like that is just beautiful.
This is a good song.
I love the vocal content. If you've been following POD, you're gonna get this one, man.
We're starting off like the tour that we're doing now. We're starting off the set with this cut. People don't even know it. It's not one of them "Let's Get Crazy" and "Pit" song. It's just like POD's in the house. Recognize. Here's the respect. Give it up.
Song's bouncing.
Period.
Period.
Love this.
The bridge coming up. This song is called "Who's Got the Witch?" Because in the book, the witch representing evil. When he was saying "Who's got the witch?" the evil disappeared on you, and all of a sudden everybody was in panic. Everybody's freaking out. So don't take that lightly. So it's like we're saying, "Who's got that witch, man? Somebody got my back."
Yeah. Somebody
look out! Look out for me,
dude. What?
It's like, man, if I took my eyes off that witch, homie, you better get your eyes.
I hope another the three of these guys' eyes is exactly looking out for me, dude, because you better watch my back.
I got
news
for you.
It was fun to watch Glenn go crazy with helping out with all the different vocals on
all the tweaked out. And then this is actually a song right here. "Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there was none to help." That's a song.
This song is real heavy, real thick.
7-string, dude. This is the second song we did.
You know what this is? This is an exclamation point at the end of the album, dude.
Yeah, man.
This is exactly what this is. I love this song.
I love this song.
Yeah, I mean, I love this song too, man.
I think with kids, they hear this, be like, "That's the POD." Again, this is such a gumbo of a record. You know what I mean?
Mark my words.
We wanted this song to be last because it closes it all up right there.
And why Testify?
Testify, man, you know, obviously it has its spiritual content, but again, like we said early, these are things that we believe in, these are things that we've laid our life down for and would die for, and the truth that we believe in. But again, you know, like we said, if you believe in something, then say it, do it. Don't fake it, you know what I mean? Get tired of, like, the fakeness, man.